Sully looked at his folded thumb, looked at Diefenbaker, who now wore bifocals and carried a pot belly, what Vietnam vets usually called the house that Bud built, but who still might have that skinny young man with the wax candle complexion somewhere inside of him. Then he looked back at his thumb and popped it out like a guy trying to hitch a ride. "Vietnam vets carry Zippos," he said, "at least until they stop smoking." "Or until they get cancer," Diefenbaker said, at which point their wives no doubt pry them out of their weakening, palsied hands. "Except for all the ones who are divorced," Sully said, and they both laughed. It had been good outside the funeral parlor. Well, maybe not good exactly, but better than inside. The organ music in there was bad. The sticky smell of the flowers was worse. The smell of the flowers made Sully think of the Mekong Delta. "In country," people said now, but he didn't remember ever having heard that particular phrase back then. "So you didn't entirely lose your balls after all," Diefenbaker said. "Nope. Never quite made it into Jake Barnes' country." "Who?" "Doesn't matter." Sully wasn't much of a book reader, never had been. His friend Bobby had been the book reader, but the rehab librarian had given him The Sun Also Rises, and Sully had read it avidly, not once, but three times. Back then it had seemed very important, as important as that book Lord of the Flies had been to Bobby when they were kids. Now, Jake Barnes seemed remote, a tin man with fake problems. Just one more made-up thing. "No?" "No, I can have a woman if I really want to have one. Not kids, but I can have a woman. There's a fair amount of preparation involved, though, and mostly it seems like too much trouble." Diefenbaker said nothing for several moments. He sat looking at his hands. When he looked up, Sully thought he'd say something about how he had to get moving, a quick goodbye to the widow, and then back to the wars. Sully thought that in the new lieutenant's case, the wars these days involved selling computers with something magical called Pentium inside them. But Diefenbaker didn't say that. He asked, "And what about the old lady? Do you still see her, or is she gone?" Sully had felt dread, unformed but vast, stir at the back of his mind. "What old lady?" He couldn't remember telling Diefenbaker, couldn't remember telling anybody, but of course he must have. Shit, he could have told Diefenbaker anything at those reunion picnics. They were nothing but liquor-smelling black holes in his memory, every one of them. "Old Mama-san," Diefenbaker said, and brought out his cigarettes again. "The one Mellenfant killed. You said you used to see her. Sometimes she wears different clothes, but it's always her, you said. Do you still see her?" "Can I have one of those?" Sully asked. "I never had a Dunhill."